Hi, Jeff. Jeff, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara. Of course, she wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions. And then, because it is a very young company, she did want me to apply that reduced rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going pretty good. I'm blessed every day, man. God provides for me every day.
Oh, that's good. And I really welcome the opportunity to speak with you. I am looking at your website right now. I like the look of your website, by the way, and I think customers will too. I mean, it really kind of goes into a lot of detail about the services that you provide, gives people the reasons why they should pick up the phone to call you. And of course, we would promote your existing website. It would be our job just to make it easier for people who might not already know the name of your company to find your company, to find your website. All they would have to do would be to be in your service area and of course be looking for someone who does what you do. So we'll create all the additional content that, like your website, talks about your company, your services, your service area, links back to your website on verified listings on both Google and Bing. You do travel. Tara says you go a good mile or so. This would also include a social media campaign. Paid Facebook ads would be included.
No, I will go up to an hour, hour and a half driving if I have
maybe
to.
Maybe an hour and a half. Okay, Tara put in the notes an hour. I'll change that to an hour and a half. Now, obviously, we can target anywhere in that service area, specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And, of course, you're doing residential and commercial work, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. And, of course, with the calls coming to you, you kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. You're not paying for leads here. It's not a lead-based service. You're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You're not going to be in a bidding war. You're just going to get those phone calls. Now, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. You won't be the only company that people see when they do a keyword search. And, of course, not everyone will ultimately pick up the phone to dial your number. The ones that do, though, will most likely have taken a look at that website before they call you. So it's going to be a very high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It is my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you on a month-to-month basis. Again, there's no contract. That being said, our new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it is not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to keep the service, it's going to be a fixed flat rate. In this case, you'll save a little bit over 50% off the normal cost. It's going to bring your rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. Again, you're not paying for leads on top of that, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial.
How long will it take you to put me on the, how long will it take you to put me on the internet?
So we are going to do a lot of different things. The Facebook ads were told to say 7 to 10 business days. In my experience, it's usually less than that. So everything does happen very quickly. I mean, it is a month-to-month service, and we have to get your phone ringing even in that first month. Of course, the second month is going to be even better than that. Now, that reduced rate doesn't cover our cost in the first month, so we're kind of investing in your success. Your success is our success. Keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for over 20 years. We started in 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013, coming up on 12 years here. So you'd be in really good hands. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I help small businesses, and you know, I think you would really benefit from this. One thing that Tara attached was Angie. I mean, that's a very different service altogether. And do you like that service? Are you getting success from the leads that you get?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
good. That says a lot about your company.
It's about how you talk, how you present you know, your business and your professional fees, you know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely.
I do have a lot of success with them.
If you can be successful with something like that, it speaks volumes about your business, about the way you handle yourself and represent your company, and about the services that you provide. Because, I mean, obviously, it's a shared lead system. I mean, you get a lead, but your competitors, at least a couple of them, get that exact same lead. So if you can have success with something like that, it really does speak volumes about the quality of the work that you do and the way you handle yourself. Now, obviously, if you can do well with Angie's, you'll do even better with Google. You'll love Google because the calls come directly to you. You'll also reach a much larger target audience. Obviously, not everyone uses Angie's. Pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing. You're going to be listed there as well. Like I said, any device actually that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access. Now, it is designed at that reduced rate, that new in business rate. It's really designed for one customer to offset the cost of the service. And like I said, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is just that flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would just be that exact amount. Did you have any other questions for me at this point?
How much would it cost me today to get started?
So what I can do here, normally there's a $299 setup fee. You've already got a website. I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that first month. So the entire first month with that setup fee included, you're looking at $398 to get started. Every month after that, Jeff, it's going to be exactly $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you.
Okay, and what, let's just say if I want to discontinue my services, like I'm not getting enough or whatever, what's the penalty?
Good question, because there is no penalty. It is completely month-to-month, no contract. It is at will. So that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, I mean, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case here, but it is month to month, no contract, and again, you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved.
All right, what listings do y'all have that I have listed?
So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide. I mean, obviously, you do quite a lot. And you're not going to be limited if someone types in, like, let's say, residential lawn maintenance near me or something like that. So for lawn care, for hardscape, for landscaping, looks like you even do some handyman work. As long as it's something that you provide, I mean, obviously we're going to kind of mirror the content that is on your website. We do what's called off-page optimization. Most people just call it search engine optimization because this is a big component of search engine optimization, creating the destinations and directories that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. Whether it's known to the public, like Yelp or Facebook or unknown, we will create all of that content. And again, it will, like your website, talk about your services and, of course, your service area. So as long as it's something that we're promoting, which would be something that you're able to provide to the public, it is something that someone can type in, even misspelling. You know, they can find you and pick up the phone and call you.
Okay, so with my business being a touch of a finger, lawn care, landscaping, and handyman services of Pensacola, that's how y'all would actually list it also. And where would I be at in listing?
So this is for the local map or the pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page. Now, usually at the very top, there's going to be like two or three spots with the little green square next to it that says add or sponsored. That is Google paid per click. Now, we can do that. Google ads are a little bit pricey for some smaller and younger companies. They're like $5, $10, maybe $15 per click. There is a minimum required ad spend of $300 per month just for the Google paid pay-per-click ads. So this $299 package does not include that. You'd be listed just below that, which is in that local map. It's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Most people do scroll right past the Google pay-per-click ads and go to that local pack or the map section.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
And it is, I mean, I see it as a touch of a finger. Did you want the entirety of you know, your services and things like that, of Pensacola? I mean, that's obviously going to be content that we're creating, but the business itself is actually a touch of a finger, right?
Yeah, touch of a finger, lawn care, landscaping.
Okay, perfect.
And handyman services. That's exactly what it's supposed to be.
I gotcha. I see that. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call, right? It's the number that is on the website. It's also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I have my primary number, though, you know, which is my private number.
Got it.
850-287-1780.
So you said 850-287-1780?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I did see a physical address, the 7410 North Palafox Street, Suite B.
Yes.
But do customers ever come to you? Is that an address you want the public to know about, or do you just go to the customer?
Oh yeah, they can come to me. That's fine.
They can.
I got a receptionist and a secretary and all that.
So that's perfect, and that's so people can go there, they can talk to somebody, they can walk through the door, and somebody would be there to speak with them. That's really what Google wants it to be. I mean, they wouldn't want it to be like your home address if no one's going to answer the door because you're out in the field, that type of thing. But if people can go there, that's an address we'll promote, and it is on the website.
I share an office with another company.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, as long as someone is there to represent your business, that's perfectly fine. And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
Is it the info at a touch of a finger lawncare.com, is that the best email for you? I mean, it's really more for us to contact you regarding your account.
What do you got? What do you got?
The one on the website, info@touchofafingerlawncare.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. If you don't have any other questions for me, I'll go ahead and get this set up for you. The next step, well, there's a couple of them.
I do have another email that you could probably get me at a lot quicker.
Oh, that's good.
And I'll give you that, too. It's Jeff, J-E-F-F, A-N-A-N-D, Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L, @cox.net.
Okay. So you said Jeff and Muriel, M-U-R-I-E-L. @cox.net?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is specifically for us to contact you regarding your account. It's not to promote for your business. So the next steps here, one is I'm going to look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You know, we're going to want to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, Jeff, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're reducing the cost of the setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the extent of my question. It is, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do that client voice verification and schedule your client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial investment, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be hold on just a minute. I'm put you on speaker.
No problem.
Hang on a minute.
Is this correct? Is this the accurate number that I can get a hold of y'all at?
Yeah. I'm going to give you, well, that number's fine. That number is inbound to our mapping coordinator. So you would speak with Tara if she was in between phone calls or anybody else who was able to take that phone call, and then they could transfer the call to me. I am, though, going to give you our inbound line directly to client support. Do you have a pen?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. All right, go ahead.
So the toll-free number for client support is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. You can reach client support, it's extension 1 or option 1. You can reach client support Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Now, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day or that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours. But the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll actually receive all of that information that I just gave you by way of email in about a minute or so here through our automated system.
Okay, I'm setting it up on my iPhone.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Actually, that email doesn't go out until after I do the voice verification. And then the name on that card, is it first and last? Any middle initial? Is it Jeff or Jeffrey?
It's Jeffrey.
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y?
Yeah, R-E-Y, yes, sir.
Okay. No middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. And then was that Matt?
Yeah, I got an L.
L. Okay, middle initial L. So Jeffrey L. Finger on that card. And is that American Express, Visa, Discover, MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, so that should actually start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mr. Finger, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
You got a verification number?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How do I know y'all are legit?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Let me send you our pricing page to the website. So we are not Google. If anyone ever calls you to tell you that they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Google does make these phone calls, though, but it's only to businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more. Anything less than that falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are a Google partner. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I just sent out to you is to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So you'd be getting the platinum package. It's listed at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. I am going to reduce that down to $2.99 a month with just a one-time setup fee of $99. If you have not already, please do maybe put me on speakerphone. I guess I am on speakerphone already. But open up that link. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Feel free to scroll through that. The one thing that will lead you to our authenticity is right about the middle of it. It's below that blue
photo. What number did you? Hey, what's your name again?
My name is Paul Gordon. I've been with the company since April 17th of 2013.
Yes, sir.
If you click on the badge.
What number did you send that to?
Oh, I sent it to the 448-228-7396. Do I need to change that?
Yeah, that's my company phone.
Okay, let me change that.
I need you to send it to my... Yeah, please.
I'll change it. That makes sense. It goes out to the other phone number. I have to just update it real quick here as the contact number. Going to be the primary contact number anyway. So let me send that back out to you. Right about the middle of the page, you'll see where it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a box that says Google Partner, colorful Google G inside it. You can click right on that. It's not like it's just copy and paste it off of the internet. It's our official badge of authenticity. Yes, sir.
I don't have it yet.
I know. I'm sending it to you right now. I'm just kind of giving you the heads
sir.
Up. I had to update the system and refresh it. You should see it coming out to your phone now.
I heard it. Yep. Okay, yeah, I know you're legit. All right. Okay. I see it now.
Yeah, it says Google Partner, the colorful
okay,
Google
G. Okay, so it's Mogul/, click on the link to use and see our pricing.
Yeah, if you open that up, it's our pricing page. It's the pricing page off of our website. You can navigate the rest of the website from there. But right there, you can see right in the middle of it, it says Google Ads Partner. You click on the box, it says Google Partner. It goes directly to Google.com. It is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google.
All right, so hear me out real quick, Paul, because I'm actually pulling up at the hospital because my brother just got in a bad accident. Anyways, it ain't a life and death situation, but
okay.
Anyways, whatever.
About 5 minutes of your time, and we can schedule the follow-up call for later today.
No, we can finish what we've got to do. Anyway, so it's localsplash.com, and it says get found online. We list your business in the top online search engines and the directories. And then it says, hello, are you a local business interested in getting more leads?
That's the link that you just got?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's so many things in the drop down box here.
Get found online, monitor your reviews, generate more leads, track your success, prove success in 20 years of industrial experience.
Yeah, that's the right one. Scroll down past where it says our process. That kind of outlines a few of the things that we will do in the very beginning, at least. It says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner, that colorful red, yellow, green, and blue. Click on that box. It's not a dead link. If it were, it'd be a dead giveaway. But like I said, it'll go to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. That ensures your success. In fact, that makes all the difference in the world. Google does regularly make changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, whether they're big changes, they sometimes are, usually they're just small changes, but they let us know ahead of time, and you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors.
It says Google Partner, it says performance, spin, and clarification. No certification, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you can see at the very top, it's google.com/partner. So this is off of Google's website that you can see that we are a Google partner. And it does kind of outline the metrics that are required for us to maintain that partnership.
Okay.
Okay. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you right below where we were is where it says SEO packages. You are getting the platinum package, but not the $599 with the $299 setup fee. That's about what it cost us, though, to set up in that first month, so we're kind of investing in your success. Your success is our success, because keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've kept our doors open for more than 20 years. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. Now, I am actually required, before I can process that payment, to read the voice verification, and it might answer some additional questions that you have. I can read it before I even ask you for that form of payment, and if everything still makes sense, we can put that MasterCard on file, process that initial payment, and schedule your follow-up call. Would that work?
That sounds great.
Okay. Let me get that voice verification set up here, and again, you can stop me at any time if you have a question. It's actually pretty straightforward.
Okay.
So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jeff, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
A touch of a finger, lawn care, landscaping, and handyman services of Pensacola.
Okay. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Name is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, middle initial L, last name Finger, F-I-N-G-E-R. I am the owner.
Okay.
Sole provider.
And then, Jeff, as the owner of your company, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you would be providing for our services, you are, of course, an
authorized
user.
But, hold on. Hold on, I do have some. I mean, my partner is my wife.
Okay.
But I'm the owner. I'm the prime owner. You know what I mean? But my wife is a part of me.
Of course.
She's welcome to do anything she wants to do.
Okay, absolutely. And we can put her on here as an authorized point of contact, but for the purposes of making this purchasing decision for your company, you're authorized to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, Jeff, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Finger, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we would ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's. There's no conflict there. The reason that we even ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. Of course, with all the content we'll be creating for your company, we would not want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. But equally or more
important... I needed to be on record to let you know, I don't only go through Angie. I have my own website also.
Yes, I saw the website, touchofafingerlawncare.com. Now, the reason we ask is we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So it's our job to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone else who might create additional content, anything new that's not already online, it's a good idea to let us know. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, just let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair enough.
Perfect. And now with all of the reductions...
Hang on, I'm looking for something real quick. Give me just a second.
No problem.
I want to give y'all some information real quick.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. It's the company that I bought the website from. I mean, it's mine, and I did it, but hang on a minute. Okay, here it is. The people that I go through is Overpower Marketing.
Okay, gotcha. And they're the ones who kind of helped you with the website, but it's a domain that you
own. Yes, they're the ones, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with all of the reduction in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the one-time setup fee and the monthly cost, with it being a month-to-month service, no contract, completely at will, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 25th of February, in the greatly reduced non-refundable amount of $398.00. And again, that is for the entire first month with the one-time setup fee of $99. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month at the further reduced rate of $299. And again, Jeff, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This is going to
So it won't be no catch. Like right now, I paid a $398, and then 2 weeks later, you're going to say, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, but the price went up $100 extra."
No, that is absolutely not. That's not the case. In fact, that's what this next part says. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not even by a penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. Now, of course, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, meaning completely at will and no contract. And that does, of course, mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. Like I said, I don't think it would be the case here, but you can pause the service if necessary. You can pause it seasonally. All that we would request, Jeff, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Finger, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Jeff, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Hey, babe. Hey, I'm on the phone with Google, and they're going to give me a web page. They're going to put us on the Google page. My first initial fee is going to be $398. But after that, it'd be $299, and it's a fixed rate. It will not go up. It will not go down. It's not based on leads. It's not based on calls. It's a fixed rate. Will be $299 every. Is that right, Paul?
That is correct. Yeah, it'll never go up, and yes, you're not paying for lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit.
Yes. Right. Okay. I'm just playing to my wife. That way, when she sees the money going out of my account, she ain't going to freak out about it.
Smart man.
Yeah, I know. I got to check with the boss lady before I do anything.
I hear
okay,
you.
So anyway, I'm just letting you know what's going on, and I'm on the phone with Paul now, and I just pulled up at West Florida Hospital to check on Kevin. I'm still in the parking lot talking to Paul, though. I'm just going to be in here in a few minutes and see how he's doing and see if he's breathing.
That's right.
But anyways, all right, baby, I was just letting you know. And why didn't you put that $6,000 in the bank? Oh, okay. All right. No problem. I love you. All right.
Bye.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. So I know you're visiting your brother, right? And I hope he's okay. We do client interviews as late as 6 o'clock. There's also, it looks like 5 would be our last available today, though. We could do 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Would you be available towards the end of the day for that 30-minute phone call? You don't have to be in front of a computer. As long as you can answer those questions about your business.
My time, 4 o'clock is y'all's time, probably 5 o'clock, huh?
Yeah, we're talking, that would be 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock central time.
Okay, yeah, let's go, 5 o'clock y'all's time, which would be 4 o'clock here.
Okay, so we'll do 4 o'clock central. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call is typically about 30 minutes, 40 minutes if you got a lot of questions. It's scheduled by the hour, so it'll get to you right at or close to 4 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have. Now, you did say that was a MasterCard with Jeffrey L. Finger on that card. Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5312-6003-5702-0130.
Okay.
And then 3 code is 142.
You said 142 on the back?
Yes.
Okay, so 142 on the back. And then the expiration month and year?
Yeah, that's 130. Okay. 0130.
Gotcha. Of 2030. That's what threw me. It wasn't a 20-something. getting far enough along that I'm starting to hear 28s and 29s. That's the first time I heard 30, though. So I've got 01 or January of 2030 for the expiration date, and then 142 on the back of the card. Was the card itself 5312-6003-5702-0130?
No, that 0130 was the expiration date.
Oh, so That's what threw me, the 0130. So is it actually 6003-6003?
Yes.
Really? Okay. I had it right, and then I ran out of space because I was trying to put the 0130 at the end of it.
5312-6003-6003-5702.
That's what I had the first time. And then I thought the 0130, because I wasn't asking for the expiration date, you were one step ahead of me, I tried to put that on the end of it. And then I thought for a second that you were just repeating yourself with the 6302 or 61.
No.
Whatever.
I'm just kind of trying to speed things up a little bit.
No, I appreciate that. It's odd seeing the same four digits repeated right after each other. Is the billing address of that card 7410, the home address, with the zip code 32503?
No, 32534.
32534. Okay. 32534. So yeah, I want to address the process here too as well. We've got your client interview set up and scheduled. The one thing that I wanted to do here was just to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, just another layer of security, a security question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're associated with your business, whether it's you or your wife, we will just maybe every now and then ask for confirmation of that security question. And if anyone calls you like a week or two from now, if they're not a customer, if they're saying they're Google even, if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll need to know both the answer and the question. And if they cannot provide that information to you, then it wouldn't be us, and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us for sure. They definitely wouldn't know that security question. Your voice verification was recorded and attached to your account, so it clearly states moving forward it's going to bill once a month on the 25th for exactly $299. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Neither one. Okay. I want my five kids.
Okay.
I want to be capital M, lowercase y, and kids, KIDS, and then the number five.
KIDS, number five. Oops.
Or just put it my five kids.
Okay, let's do that. I do that too with the capital.
And I'm also going to put some numbers behind it. It's going to be 1172.
Okay, so my, with the capital M, five.
Yep.
Five kids.
Yep.
1172?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Those are my grandbabies.
Oh, nice. Okay. And we're just going to have that because it only gives me a couple of options here. I'm going to put that under the city you were born in, okay, just in case they ask you.
Yep.
So the official question is the city you were born in, but the official answer is my five kids, 1172. In about a minute here, you're going to receive that confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation. I did give you that information. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be mailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to ask you you'll get that also by text message. It's going to ask you to open it up. It's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on the click here. Those two words will take you to the Local Splash terms of experience. You might get it in a minute or so, and I don't know if you've got the time to do it now, but it's just giving you the heads up what it's going to look like. It's going to ask you to click on a couple of boxes, one that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other that you're authorizing us to send you SMS
what
or text.
What phone did you send it to?
So it's gonna be going to the 850-287-1780.
Yes, sir. That's the one I need to go. Yep.
Yep, you should get it in a minute. I mean, our I can't send it manually, but I'm expecting my automated system to send it too. Let me just, you may end up getting two of them, because sometimes our system takes a minute or so to send email or text.
I just got it.
You might have just got it. Okay.
I just got it.
Perfect. Now, I wouldn't want to send you another one then, but it's the only one that you need right now, although the welcome email was going to be sent pretty quick here. It's going to have your login credentials for your tracking system, but you don't need that now. Your tracking system's not active now. So if it asks you to log in after we get through this one, you don't have to worry about that. But open that other one up, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on those two words, click here. You'll see the Local Splash Terms of Experience, all the different services we're providing here for you. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but feel free to scroll through that.
I don't see nothing like that. It says contact card 176, and then Jeff, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here.
Is that the
one I click on?
Yeah, click on the click here. The click here is hyperlinked, and now you'll see Local Splash Terms of Experience. Services, Google Business Profile Optimization, etc. Now, real quick, Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. That'll give you the opportunity to get those phone calls from people that are using Bing. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. Of course, it's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The Facebook ads are included, etc. You can see the long line. It goes all the way across it, and below it, it populates a couple of boxes. Again, we want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages to you, other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. You'll see the longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. It sounds like you're on your smartphone. You may need to turn it sideways with your portrait mode not locked, so it goes into landscape mode. But we're going to want you to type in Jeffrey L. Finger. It is case sensitive. The J, L, and F are capitalized. No period after the L. Our system doesn't like punctuation there. But once you've got your name in that box, the orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature is the one that you would click on. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we reduce the cost of the service and the setup fee. Of course, it also allows us to release the NAPW audit to make sure that any
you said no space
out there is accurate. Yeah, no period after the L, but just Jeffrey space L space Finger with the J, L, and F all capitalized. And no space before or after if you end up copying and pasting your name. I heard something ding. You might have gotten another email or text from them.
Yeah, I did. From y'all. Confirm signature?
Confirm signature.
Splash.
Okay. So you don't have to go that next step that's prompting you to log into your tracking system, which is not active yet. We do need to do your client interview first. The other emails that you got, one is your welcome email. It has our client support information. Most of the emails do. It also has your login credentials for your tracking system. You'll also get that by email and text, again, once your tracking system is active. Your username can't be changed. It's the 448 number. Area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes or spaces or anything like that. So it's easy for you to remember, easy for us to associate with your account. Your default password is NetVideo. You can change that password at any time. Other than that, you are all set and squared away. At 3 o'clock, you're going to receive the reminder email that the follow-up call is scheduled at 4, and I'm also right now going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it at all. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. Then it's got your username, which is the 448 number, your name, and then your contact number, which is the 850 number. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your actual phone number or your username. That makes it easy for us to access and forward out to the right department. You don't have to send anything to any other email addresses. We might give you photos at localsplash.com. If you want to, you can always email the photos team directly, but that support email is the only one that you really need, and we'll take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. That follow-up call, again, is at 4 o'clock your time, and I hope that I'll be in between phone calls to say a quick hello to you at that time. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard, Jeff. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website in front of more eyes, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right, so one more question. So my month don't start until y'all actually put me on the web, right?
So, it, like I said, the voice verification, it bills today, of course, and then it'll bill on the 25th of the month moving forward for that reduced rate of $299.
So, basically, y'all getting 10 days for free.
Well, I can push that next billing out and send you a new terms of experience, but I can do that for you. I mean, it's designed that we are going to earn your business in that first month. Obviously, there is kind of a lot that we have to do on the front end to get things set up for you. I would be happy to, because you brought it up, push out your next billing date. But no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. Everything from here on out is on Google's time frame. I mean, obviously, we're going to get everything going for you, but getting the PIN verification set up and everything else like that, I mean, we do have to work in conjunction with Google. So there are some things that are out of our hands. But I'm happy to push
your
billing out.
I understand what you're saying, Paul, but, I mean, you got to understand where I'm coming from.
I understand.
All I'm saying
100%.
Is, I'm
really paying
y'all.
I get you. And I want to work with you. I want to accommodate you, and I want to do everything that I can do as a pricing director. So, let's see, 10 days, yeah, I understand. 10 days from today would be, looks like March 7th. So there won't even be a payment scheduled, and I'm going to send you a new invoice. It's just an invoice. It's not a bill, but it's going to reflect April 7th as your future bill, okay? So there's not even going to be a payment scheduled in March at all. I'm pushing out your billing 10 days. Let's see, 10 days puts us on the 7th, yeah. So there won't be anything scheduled until April 7th. That'll be your next payment. Future billing will be on the 7th of the month then, okay? Starting April 7th.
That'd be great.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
So, again, I'm going to send
now,
you
am I gonna
your
be,
invoice, but you don't have to worry about
now,
that.
Now, my question is, am I going to be penalized for that?
No, not one bit. It's just kind of one
so
thing
that
I'm
So that's not
going to
be a
do.
Bill that I'm going to have to catch up and pay?
No. There's not going to be a payment scheduled at all for March. Your next payment's going to be $299. It will be scheduled on April 7th. I'm going to send you out a new invoice that will reflect that future billing date. Future billing will be on the 7th of the month moving forward after that, okay?
Okay. And I will be on the Internet before April, though.
That is the absolute plan. I mean, my goodness, it is month to month, no contract, and if we can't get you on that first page and get your phone ringing, we would lose your business, we would lose money. Like I said, it is $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee on that, that web page I sent out to you, because that's what we spent in the first month to make this happen for you. So we have to earn your business for several months just to break even. Like I said, we have to get you on that first page. It has to work for you. Otherwise, you're free to cancel. It is month to month, no contract, no cancellation.
It sounds good, Paul. I appreciate it, man. And tell Terry, thank you
for taking the call. You got a lot on your plate already, and I absolutely thank you for taking that call. Again, I'm going to send you out that future invoice. It is not a bill that you have to worry about right now. It's going to bill automatically on April 7th. No payment scheduled at all for March.
Okay, that sounds great, man. Thank you. God bless you. And tell Tara, I said thank you.
Thank you to Mr. Finger Jeff. You have a blessed day, and thanks again for your time and your patience.
Hey, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.